hello and welcome
Love
to Audio
Radio.
Got my money up. Yeah. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner. Yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mob, a sip Pino. Subtract that bum, he a zero. And me shouting, ain't another equal. Whipping the horn like a Rego.
Appointments at the same time that I have other stuff to do. You know, they don't recognize the entrepreneurship. They don't get it. If you're not clocking in at a job and sweating or something like that, you're unemployed according to them, you know. So I do apologize. And Nikki, we have to have you back because I really want to have the whole 30 minutes with you. But we're going to get into this 15 and we're going to tell them all about it. So let's start off with the journey. Where you're from? How did you get? First of all, how did you get to own networks and TNT?
Yes.
No, we need to know.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm from South Carolina and born and raised. And at the time, you know, I didn't even think that never, but my parents, they're in the radio and TV as well. They have their own gospel show and a gospel television show where they have different celebrities and famous gospel artists that come on, and everyday people.
Mm.
So, you know, once I went to North Carolina, I lived in North Carolina, I taught 7.5 years. I got laid off due to budget cuts, and I was like, I wanted to create my own way of generating revenue. And, you know, I didn't want to go through that layoff again. So I decided to create my own stream. And what I did was create the Nikki Rich Show at my apartment, and I had a cell phone and a laptop, and, you know, in between me attending school and college, I was in school for my doctorate in business administration, and also I was in hair school at the same time too. So on my break is when I created the Nikki Rich Show.
So to me, now, you know, I know you, and I know how hard you work and the tenacity behind it. To me, it's amazing how many up in your bootstraps types of interviews that I have here on Audio Fix. And to me, this just sounds like perseverance, a dream, perseverance, and dedication. And,
yes.
You know, I have watched your show grow. I love your show. And I have watched it grow from local artists to hip hop artists, rock and roll artists. But when you start interviewing Ayana Van Zandt, come on.
Yes.
Come on, girl.
You know what? It all started, I think, when I left North Carolina and went to New York. I went to Broadway, you know, and I got a chance to interview Barbara Walters and Candy Spelling and Candy Burris and all them. And, you know, that's what got me to. Just working there has got me to L.A. And here in L.A., you know, I network and I build. And my first time with the Oprah Winfrey Network was so exciting because I was depressed at the on the tour. And it was the Life You Want tour. And it was amazing last year in November. So this year came around, there was Super Soul sessions, and that right there was even more because I watch Super Soul Sunday every Sunday, and I also watch all the OWN shows, the Oprah Winfrey Network shows, just to be a part of that experience, the press, and I sat in row O, and it was truly amazing because I sat there with the producer of OWN, also Tim Story, and so many more actors from Thin Line between Love and Hate. And it was just amazing. And not only that, before that took place, I got a chance to go to the Oprah Winfrey Network and do a Q&A with Ayana.
That was amazing.
Which was amazing. Yeah, that was in regards to the premiere of Fix Your Life. And that was with the premiere with the gay pastor, Derek Terry. And we got a chance to interview Derek Terry, too. We got a chance to interview him like a week later, which was amazing because they saw us and they saw the Q&A with Ayana. So
yeah.
that was amazing that he was like, hey, I want to come on your show.
I love it. Now, for people who may not know, we follow you on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, so we know you're doing amazing things. You got amazing pictures. I know you're going to be in Masterpiece, a reality show coming up this year.
Yes.
And then also, for those of you that don't know, you can check out Nikki Rich on TMZ as a contributor. Every week you're going to see her on there doing that thing. that is crazy. Like, I'm so honored to have you here today. I got an OWN Network ambassador, a TMZ contributor. Just don't ever tell TMZ my business. The stuff you and I talk about at 2 a.m., keep that to yourself, okay? If I ever see myself on TMZ, I know it came from you.
It's a blessing just to be featured, you know, on TMZ. I got that. They hit me up on Instagram January, and so January the 27th, you know, so I got that email asking me to be featured, and I got featured on it, and I've been on, you know, ever since, and, you know, anytime they call me, I'm there.
I love it, and like, tell me, how did you and Master P, how did this, because we're going to see you on TV. I mean, we already see you on TV on TMZ, but now we're going to see you in a reality show. How did that come about with Percy Miller?
Oh, it was so amazing because a lot of people might not know this, but I interviewed Master P years ago on my radio show. So that in itself is truly amazing. You know, it was a great interview. I interviewed him, his brother, still the Shaka, also the manager, pretty much most of No Limit. And you know what I love about Master P is he is one of my favorite rappers because he is a true medium. I'm not media. I would say mogul. True mogul, business mogul. And,
yeah, he taught the whole hip hop world how to package it up and sell it all at one time.
And he's definitely a business mogul. And I said that is the perfect person for everybody just to model, you know, as far as, you know, how you have your ups, your downs, you know, everything is not perfect, but you still making things happen. You know, you pick right back up where you started. And
well, I am glad to see him come back. I'll be tuning in. Do you know which episode you'll be featured or the dates perhaps? Do you know that yet?
It's in November. I don't want to give the wrong date, but I know it's releasing in November. So
okay, we'll be tuning in anyway. And I know, like I said, we're gonna have you back. I know that much. Now, this is what I always want to know, because I haven't had experience yet. So the first time you pulled up on the Oscars red carpet, what were you thinking?
Now, that is truly a blessing, you know, just to be a part of and attend the Oscars 2 years in a row is amazing. I literally, when I was on the red carpet, I raised my hand and I just thank God on the red carpet. And they took a picture of me doing that too.
Yeah.
Because I have not been on the red carpet yet. That's just like this. So just to experience that time, that place, the setting is beyond amazing. It makes you feel like, oh man, this is what all this hard work, the late nights, the early mornings, the everything, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that you put in, it's hard work pays off. You know, it makes you think, well, like, I needed this. This is what I need. This is what I work for. And
I'm glad you said that. Because, as you know, the show is about the journey, and we went kind of fast past that. You came from South Carolina, you moved to New York, and then you picked up and moved to L.A. But in between all of those highs, there were the lows. And, you know, it's very expensive to live in New York, and it's very expensive to live in L.A., and you're making money off of talk radio. And, man, I remember you got to get the trains and stuff back and forth to New York, and you got to have a car or whatnot in California. So, you know, for those of you listening and those my guests, I want to reiterate that this is what you're hearing from Nikki Rich is perseverance, dedication, and, of course, she has God on her side. Because every time I talk to Nikki, we talk about God, and we know if you couldn't have her without him. Yeah, you put him first. And if you're offended by that on my show, I'm sorry, but we talk about God. That's what we do. And we thank him every day. So, man, people don't realize. They just see you they see you at the MTV Woody Awards. They see you at the Oscars. They've seen you at the Emmys. And you're on reality shows. You're doing TMZ. And you're doing all these things. And they think it happened overnight. And they
know it's not. It's not overnight.
Yeah. But it wasn't too long because, you know, as we say, he may not come when you call, but he is right on time. So it didn't take you 20 years to get here. He's got a hand in everything you're doing all the time.
He does.
Oh, wow.
He does.
Oh, wow. But you know what? I know I've got a few minutes, and I know your state is hurting right now. Carolina's
keep my family and all the other families in South Carolina. My parents are there, my brothers, everybody. And just keep the state of South Carolina in prayer in the world. It's something going on every day, not just, you know, South Carolina. Let's, you know, pray for our world because it's disasters and different things that's going on. So we pray for safety, you know. We just pray for everybody.
For everybody. Yeah, we definitely keep the South Carolina in our prayers and everybody else. Nikki, where can we find you? Okay, you need to tell me what your channel is. Say it again.
TheNikkiRichShow.com. At Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Nikki Rich Show LA.
Got you. Now, what station is, and tell me the name of it, Master P's Reality Show. What station is that going to be on?
It's going to be on Real. It will
okay.
be on Real.
On Real.
In Hollywood. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sounds good. And then, of course, you know, we can see you on TMZ and whenever we
yes.
get ready. And you have your own Blog Talk Radio show. You didn't plug it.
Yes, I did. TheNikkiRichShow.com.
Oh, I'm thinking that was the website. Y'all, look, her show, like, I'm promoting her show on my show, but really, Nikki does have the hottest guests. She's got the hottest and most influential guests coming through. So when you finish with mine, make sure you listen to mine first. When you finish with mine, you go on over there, you listen to the Nikki Rich Show, you will be entertained. And she's got some co-hosts with different programs. She's got a whole program going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I
we don't have co-hosts no more. It's just Nikki, honey.
Just you? Oh, man. You got rid of her. But she's got a wonderful show.
We have a hosting academy. We have a hosting academy that we've created for hosts on their own network. But it's just Nikki on the Nikki Rich Show.
I love it. Sign up for a hosting academy. She's doing a Facebook academy. She's doing everything. So I'm going to bring her back. I'm going to bring her back. Y'all blame my parents. I love them to death, but, you know, I can't put my mom and dad on the curb. I got to take them to the hospital because if I don't, they'll have me up all night talking about they hurt. So it's better to take them to the doctor and deal with that for 8 hours, okay? Nikki, I'm going to have you back. Thank you so much. All righty? We will talk.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Audio Fix with Lisa Jackson. I will see you next week.
Got my money up. Yeah. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner. Yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mouth and sip.